Welcome back. Today we're doing some jungle warfare in Ableton Live 12, and this is an advanced one. Getting a Reese patch to push the groove, then performing that push in session view and printing it cleanly into arrangement view. The headline idea is simple. We're not relying on more notes to create energy. We are creating forward motion with FX, dynamics, and performance. That chesty, slightly aggressive lean you hear in rolling jungle and drum and bass. That's usually not just the oscillator. It's the way the sound breathes against the drums. All right, set the room up first. Put your tempo in the 172 to 176 BPM zone. I'll assume 174. Then go into preferences, record, warp, launch. Set record quantization to 1 bar and launch quantization to 1 bar. That's going to make scene performance feel locked and musical. We can go faster later for fills, but start with 1 bar so you're not tripping over your own hype. Now drop in a drum anchor. Keep it stable. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Add a break loop if you want, but keep it tight. The whole point is, the Reese is going to push against something consistent. If the drums are sliding around, you won't know what's pushing and what's just messy. Now, build the Reese source. We'll do a reliable stock setup with Waveatable. Create an instrument track. Load Waveatable. Oscillator 1. Basic shapes. Saw. Give it unison, like 2 to 4 voices and a tune around 10 to 20. Oscillator 2. Square or another saw. Tune down 12 semitones for weight and pull its level back a bit, like minus 6 dB, so you don't just create a big blurry stack. Filter. LP24. Put cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz. Don't overthink the exact number because we're going to move it. Add a little drive in the filter, 2 to 5. Amp envelope. Fast attack. Basically instant. Decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain down a bit. Like minus 6 to minus 12 dB and a short release. 60 to 120 milliseconds. We want it tight enough to groove. Not a long tail that smears the kick. Then add movement in the synth just a touch. LFO 1 to filter cutoff. Rate synced at 1/8 to start. Amount small, 5 to 15%, and a sine or triangle shape so it's smooth. Now make a 1 bar MIDI clip. Put the root note around F1 to A1. Classic range, and keep the pattern dead simple. A sustained note, or a half bar hold then another half bar hold. This is important. We're making motion with the rack and the performance, not writing a bass solo. Now the actual push system. The FX chain, first device after Waveatable. EQ8 for pre-control, high pass at 30 Hz, 24 dB per octave, that's just hygiene. If it feels boxy, do a narrow dip around 250 to 400, maybe 2 to 4 dB. The goal is not to carve it into nothing, just clear space for the drums and keep headroom alive. Next, drive. If you've got roar, use it. Roar is perfect for modern pressure, because it can add density without instantly turning into a fizzy mess. Pick a warm or punch style. Drive around 10 to 25%. And here's a big teacher note. Level match. Every time you add saturation, your brain goes wow because it's louder. Pull output down so bypass and engaged are roughly the same loudness. If it still feels better when matched, then it's genuinely better. If you prefer saturator, analog clip mode. Drive 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on, then compensate output. Next, auto filter. This is the shove. This is where the bass starts breathing like it's alive. Use LP24 or MS2 if you want character. Set cutoff somewhere between 250 and 1.5K depending on how bright you want the growl. Resonance around 10 to 25%. Careful, resonance is drama, but it's also headroom destruction. Turn on the auto filter LFO. Try a rate of 1/8 or 1/16. Amount small, 5 to 12%. And here's a slick trick. Try setting phase to 180 degrees. Sometimes it gives a different swing feel, like the motion is leaning around the drums differently. Next, chorus ensemble. This is movement and width, but controlled. Put it in ensemble mode. Keep amount and rate low to medium. Width may be 60 to 100%. Mix 10 to 25. If it starts sounding like a nostalgic 90s pad in the wrong way, just lower mix. We're not trying to chorus the bass. We're trying to give the mid-range a living edge. Next, multiband dynamics. We're using it like containment and controlled aggression. Not make it loud. Low band. Gentle compression. Ratio around 2 to 1. Just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Mid band. A bit more grip. Ratio 2 to 3 to 1. Maybe 2 to 4 dB reduction. High band. Tame fizz. 1 to 3 dB reduction. And again. Don't win by getting louder. Next. Utility. This is non-negotiable for DNB. Turn on bass mono and set it around 120Hz as a start. Then adjust width, maybe 80 to 110% depending on how wide your chorus is. Your mix will instantly feel more pro when the low end is centered and the width lives in the mids. Now we add the groove weapon. Sidechain push. Make a ghost kick track. New MIDI track. Load a short kick into Simpler. Program either four on the floor or a pattern that matches the main kick rhythm you want the bass to respond to. Then silence it. Set audio to descends only or pull the fader all the way down, but keep it feeding the sidechain. On the Reese track, add a compressor and put it after the rest of the chain for now. Turn on sidechain. Audio from ghost kick. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Now, coaching moment. Sidechain release is where push lives. Don't guess. Do this method. Set release as short as possible without clicks. Then slowly increase it until the bass starts to lean forward in a pleasing way. Then back it off slightly until the bass returns just before the next important drum transient, kick or snare depending on your pattern. You want it reacting to the drums, not lagging behind them. Also try this alternate order once you're comfortable. Put auto filter after the compressor. That way, when the bass comes back from the duck, the filter movement feels like it rises with it. It's a subtle psychoacoustic step forward. Now we're going to turn this whole thing into a performance instrument. Select the FX from EQ8 through compressor and group them into an auto effect rack. And I want you to think like a performer here, not like a mix engineer. We're going to make macros that are safe, musical, and controllable. Map 8 macros like this. Macro 1. Push. Map it to the compressor threshold, and maybe a little bit of release. But set ranges carefully. Give yourself a dead zone. For example, the first 30 to 40% of the macro should do almost nothing. That way you can touch it live without accidentally destroying the groove. Macro 2. Drive. Map it to roar drive or saturator drive. And if you want to be really pro, also map a tiny output trim down as drive goes up, so it stays level. Macro 3. Cutoff. Auto filter cutoff. Macro 4. Reso. Auto filter resonance but limit the max so it can't scream. You want excitement, not whistling. Macro 5. Wobble. Auto filter LFO amount. Macro 6. Width. Map utility width, and optionally map chorus mix, so width and modulation rise together. Macro 7. Mid bite. Make a bell on EQ8 around 1 to 2.5k, and map gain for a gentle boost, like plus 1 to plus 3 dB. Macro 8. Subtight. Map utility bass mono frequency from about 80 to 150Hz. This is a sleeper macro. When things get hectic, you tighten the low end and the mix suddenly stops falling apart. Quick extra gain staging upgrade from coach mode. Put a utility at the very top of the rack as input trim, and a utility at the very end as output trim. That lets you keep the tone moves separate from loudness moves. Your ears will make better decisions. Now we go into session view and build warfare scenes. Duplicate your 1-bar Reese clip into 4 to 6 clip slots on the same track. Same MIDI. Different behavior. The goal is, each clip has an identity. And we're going to use clip envelopes for the core behavior, because it makes a clip feel like a scene, not just the same loop. Clip A. Clean roll. No clip envelope, or very minimal. This is your control. Clip B. More push. Add a clip envelope on the wobble macro so it breathes a bit more. Keep it subtle. Clip C. Pressure. Maybe slightly more drive, slightly more push. You can either do that with clip envelopes on those macros, or just plan to perform those knobs live. Then make one or two fill clips, 1-bar pressure spikes. For example, a quick cutoff rise and a small resonance spike. Then it snaps back when you launch the next scene. And a big workflow tip here, use clip launch settings. If you want sustained notes to keep flowing while you switch clips, enable legato launch on the clips. That way the phrase doesn't restart when you swap to a new clip with different envelope behavior. It feels like you're changing the engine while the vehicle is moving, not hitting restart every bar. Also, make sure clips on the same track are in exclusive mode so you don't accidentally stack two Reese clips and wonder why your headroom disappeared. Now, performance plan. Think like a DNB arrangement. Scene 1. Intro. Cutoff low, wobble low, width reduced. Scene 2, drop a roll. Push medium. Drive medium, wobble subtle at 1/8. Scene 3, pressure. More push, more drive, small reso bump. Scene 4, switch your halftime bar. Cutoff lower. Wobble slower like 1/4 feel. Width tighter. Scene 5, fill, 1 bar. Quick cutoff rise and resonance spike. Then snap back. Keep global launch quantization at 1 bar, but when you want fills, temporarily change it to 1 half or 1 quarter, so you can punch in quick momentary scenes without waiting a whole bar. Then put it back to 1 bar so you don't drift into chaos. Now we capture it. Session to arrangement, clean and intentional. Option is recording straight into arrangement. This is fast and flexible. You stay in session view for launching. Hit the arrangement record button in the top transport. Then launch scenes and clips live. Do most of the work by launching your planned clip variations, and then add human feel by touching macros like drive, width, and push. Perform one full drop pass, like 32 to 64 bars. Then do a second pass as an alternate take. Later, you can comp the best sections together. Here's the hybrid approach that keeps things editable. Use clip envelopes for the core identity, like wobble depth and cutoff range. Then use arrangement automation for big story arcs, like an 8 or 16 bar drive ramp, or width narrowing into fills. Clip envelopes make the clip feel alive. Arrangement automation makes the song feel like it's going somewhere. Option B is resampling, printing to audio. This is commit mode, and it often sounds heavier because you stop auditioning and start deciding.